A panel of federal judges today again heard arguments about race, redistricting, and North Carolina's legislative maps. But this time, not the old maps, but the new ones, drawn up by the General Assembly in September. WFAE's Tom Bullock has just returned from Greensboro, where today's hearing was held. Tom, remind us what this case is all about.
Sure. Let's start with the overview, Mark. This, of course, dates back to last year, where the same panel of three federal judges ruled that 28 of the state's 170 legislative districts were illegally racially gerrymandered, which means that race played too much of a role in drawing the boundaries, and that diminishes the voting power and influence, in this case specifically of African-American voters, because it packs them into single districts, which dilutes the power and value of their vote as opposed to spreading them out and allowing them to have more influence for more seats. Now, that case made its way all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agreed that these are illegally racially gerrymandered districts. It was then kicked back to this same panel of judges, the lower court, to decide what the remedy should be to fix that.
Well, tell us about the arguments today.
Sure. And the arguments today are specific to the new maps that you mentioned, which were drawn in September. And specifically, the plaintiffs in this case focused not on the full 28 seats that were originally deemed illegal racial gerrymanders, but just six of those seats, four in the House and two in the Senate. And basically what the plaintiffs did was argue they took a two-pronged approach. At one side, they said the state did too much, and also the state did too little. Let me start with that second one. I know this needs a little explanation. So the state did too little because they found in these six districts, in their opinion, that the illegal racial gerrymander had not been fixed, that the redrawn districts still condensed these African-American voters into similar districts, and therefore the state did not meet its burden of remedy. It did not cure the racial gerrymander. And the other side of this, of course, is that the state did too much. And the reason they argued that is because the state did not just redistrict the 28 seats. It redistricted a large number of the seats. So the plaintiffs said that that actually wasn't necessary and may be against the North Carolina Constitution, because our Constitution, the state Constitution, bans what's called mid-decade redistricting, meaning the only time you can do mass redistricting is when it happens by law after the U.S. Census.
Okay. Well, lawyers for the state maintain that these redrawn districts are, in fact, no longer racial gerrymanders. And what are they basing that argument on?
It's a great question, and their answer is simple. Because it was not an official criterion in the drawing of the new maps. The original maps that were drawn in 2011, race was, they acknowledged flat out, we used race to help draw these districts. Then they did that, they said, to satisfy their views of what the Voting Rights Act required. But with these new maps, they say they took race completely out of the picture. But the judges didn't seem to always buy that. And the reason for that is because Dr. Tom Hofeller, who drew the original maps with the illegal racial gerrymanders, also drew these new maps. And the justices put, or the judges rather, pushed and pushed and pushed the state's lawyers to say, well, he knew where the racial pockets were. He knew where the heavy concentrations of African-American voters were. It's not like he just wipes that from his memory. But the state continued to counter to say, look, it wasn't on his computer. He didn't plug it into the formula. So therefore, race was not used at all to draw these new maps.
We heard hours of arguments there in Greensboro today. Any indication where the judges may be inclined to come down on this?
Not really. And I have to say, the judges, asked a lot of tough questions of both sides. So it is not clear yet exactly where they will come down. But what is interesting is when that decision is likely to come. There was some speculation it may come as early as today. It's always possible. It's always a fool's errand to guess when federal judges are going to rule. However, it is worth noting that on their calendar starting next week is a new hearing about the gerrymandering of North Carolina's congressional districts. So they may want to get this off of their plate sooner rather than later. I'd say the safe bet is that a decision is going to come down sooner.
And what's at stake in terms of upcoming elections for when this ruling comes down and what it says?
A lot, actually. I mean, this will decide the districts that every state member of the House of Representatives and the state Senate run in. So if, you know, the General Assembly, the Republican leaders acknowledged they wanted to gain a partisan advantage with redistricting. It's something the Democrats did when they were in power. What this basically means is it may determine whether or not that the General Assembly remains under Republican control or we see more divided government.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
WFAE's Tom Bullock on the arguments before a panel of federal judges in Greensboro today on redistricting in North Carolina's legislative districts.